So the message that we're really trying to give out there, and we're going to do campaigns in the community, we're going to update a lot of our social, is that it's a modification of service. And what that means is we're just allocating resources to where they're needed most. And what we mean by that is there are a lot of calls that do not require a police presence to do what we need to do. And we have other services such as, you know, telephone reporting and online reporting, in which it still goes to an officer, but it can be processed in such a way that the officers in the street can be allocated to where they're needed most.
Can you give an example of where a phone or an online reporting might be more effective use of your time?
I think one of the best ones is credit card fraud. Credit card fraud, basically someone uses your credit card and did something someplace else. You do want to file a police report, but police being there per se would not change the outcome of the investigation. They're getting all the same information of either through phone or online. They still can do all the same investigative practices. They still can research the same stuff. But just, again, a body being there would be better served at someone who may be in a more dangerous situation. And that's really what we're trying to do. We're really trying to, again, focus the resources where they're needed most.
Yeah. So obviously the message to the community is not that we're going to abandon you when you need us most, but really we're going to step back when it's not urgent.
Give or take. The thing I also want to say, which, again, I really want to clear up, is that it's not even that we're not going to respond to your call. It's just we may respond differently depending on the need of the call.
You know, what kind of numbers you're actually talking about? I understand that, you know, you've had a reduction in personnel. Can you quantify that?
Again, one of the things that we're grateful for at this police department is it's not as bad as other police departments, but it is dwindling. In 2018, we had 328 sworn. To date, we have 293. So over 5 years, that's kind of 30 down, 10% down from what our averages were. And so that's important when you think about it, because again, that's less resources we have to deploy.
Since 2018, you know, has there been, like in a lot of other departments, has there been a surge in resignations, especially during these last couple of difficult years?
We believe so. I mean, it's contributed to resignations. It's contributed to, I hate to use the terms that are popular, but they call it the great resignation, where people just aren't working the same kind of jobs they used to work.
Fair enough.
Not just, again, it's just a modification of services. We're going to be there for the community. We're going to continue to be in a community, and we look forward to working with anybody and everybody.